to this one kind of stereotype.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Okay. Now it's time to get back.
Yeah, back to the music. But actually back to the music. So
yeah,
we weren't joking. So the next one you'll be hearing
is Hurricane Season by the Liz Phagan Band. So please enjoy.
Enjoy.
Another monster. Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
J'avais jamais pensé que l'amour devient haine. Explosé de quand ça pète, mon love cocktail. J'avais rien à perdre, j'ai tiré pile aux faces. Et j'avais plus quoi faire, j'ai sorti carapace. Même si j'ai beau me taire et rester à ma place, moi je sais que je méritais mieux, faut que tu saches.
Tu voulais une dernière chance, mais t'as oublié que je t'avais tout donné. Et toi t'as voulu déconner. C'est pas juste une dernière danse, j'ai beau pardonner, je peux pas tout oublier. Mon cœur a mis le bouclier. Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses? Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses?
J'ai préféré m'en aller. La fleur était trop fanée. J'y ai pensé toute la nuit. Fallait changer cette année. Fallait le voir pour le croire, moi j'avais toujours espoir. Et c'était peut-être notre histoire qui prenait une trajectoire. Ça n'avait rien d'une victoire, tout était contradictoire. J'ai cru tout ce que t'as dit toi, qu'au final c'était peut-être moi.
Tu voulais une dernière chance, mais t'as oublié que je t'avais tout donné. Et toi t'as voulu déconner. C'est pas juste une dernière danse, j'ai beau pardonner, je peux pas tout oublier. Mon cœur a mis le bouclier. Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses? J'ai une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses?
J'attendais que le temps passe. Et comme d'hab, ma tête c'est toujours le bazar. Maintenant y'a plus d'espoir, c'est trop tard. T'es pas me dire que t'as mal. J'attendais que le temps passe. Et comme d'hab, ma tête c'est toujours le bazar. Maintenant y'a plus d'espoir, c'est trop tard. T'es pas me dire que t'as mal.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The song that you just heard was Mono Love.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was supposed to introduce that. Okay, wait, give me a second.
Yeah, DJ Coco knows what's going on
give
with these
me
songs a
little second.
More
yeah.
than I do.
That was Mono Love by Parazar. And she is some French... electronic. It's like French electronic music, but from Montreal, so very good. We're currently standing up in the studio, dancing to that, and I think, what were the past ones? We don't even know. We're just organized.
Yeah, we're... Today is not our best day. Before that was Slow Slow by BB Club. They're from Montreal. And then the Marias actually released a new album on the 31st, so I thought I'd put one of those songs in. Sienna by the Marias from their new album Submarine. And yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, that was it for now. So we wanted to jump back into our talking session for today.
Self-esteem.
Which is self-esteem. So we're a little scared for this topic. But yeah, we just wanted to start it off with just a general brief overview of what self-esteem is. And as well, we're going to talk about self-image because self-image is mostly part of physical appearance. But... Mm-hmm. For self-esteem particularly, it's your overall sense of worth. So if you are good at accepting your strengths and your flaws, respecting yourself and your actions, do you value and appreciate yourself? So for an example, if you fail a test, so if you have a high self-esteem, you'll just think, oh, well, I'm still a smart person. I'll just study better next time. Versus someone with a low self-esteem would just say, hey, like, I just failed. You're so stupid. Like, mm-hmm. you are going to fail every test. So there's a big difference in that. But particularly for girls, self-esteem is reported lower. So boys actually report higher levels of self-esteem than girls. And as well, studies have shown that adolescent girls tend to have lower self-esteem and more negative assessments of physical characteristics and intellectual abilities than boys have. So it is definitely something mm-hmm. that I think we definitely have some self-esteem
struggles
here. So we have
struggles.
Couple That's stories a too. Like, we just want to tell our own personal stories. Maybe you'll relate to some of them, but do you want to start off?
Yeah, sure. I can start off. Like, with self-esteem specifically, I feel like I have anxiety as well. So that definitely, like, interferes with how I even kind of see the world in the first place. And once I tie those two things together, like, going into situations, it's confusing because before them, I have really low self-esteem.
Yeah.
And then after them, normally my anxiety is making them, like, to be so much worse than they actually are. And then after, I'm like, okay, that actually wasn't that bad. Like, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm doing okay. So, like, self-esteem, I don't have as much of a problem with than self-image, which is something that's harder for me to kind of, like,
yeah, the combat, more physical,
because it's pretty impossible to change, right? But self-esteem, like, you can always study harder or, like, do something like that to prove to yourself in
yeah,
a way.
Yeah, do something kinder or pick up more garbage or
yeah,
volunteer.
Like, you know, you're just working on yourself and making yourself better, but also there can be a certain point where a super low self-esteem can't really be fixed just yeah. by doing those kind of things.
Exactly. But yeah, they're all interconnected too, like mm-hmm. self-esteem, self-image, self-confidence as well.
Mm-hmm. But how about you, DJ Coker?
Yeah. This is, yeah, a little more on the touchy side. I definitely have struggled with a lot of self-esteem, low self-esteem when I was mm-hmm. younger. More in terms of low confidence. I was always not a very competitive person, so I avoided a lot of challenges when I was younger. So when it came to things like, oh, track in grade 4, I'd be immediately scared of failing and getting the last place, so I'd fake it sick on the day. And I was yeah. in grade 4, so I would have been 10 years old, already scared of failure. Like,
that is really young,
it's
yeah.
It's young, and I feel like, especially with social media, that you only see, like, the top 0.001% of people achieving, like, these monumental feats.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just makes you feel worse.
But
and
in
so,
grade 4, though, like,
yeah,
why were
four,
you having that complex?
I don't know. That's the thing, because personally, I had a great childhood and I had supportive parents.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of conflicted where this low self-esteem even came from. Like, did I find it from the media or from,
like,
friends?
Did people ever say anything to you?
No,
not. Because for me, like, any kind of issues I have with myself have just been brought up by other people. Like, it's not coming from, like, an internal source.
Mm-hmm.
But then I base, like, all this external, like, stimulus on how I feel internally, kind
right.
of. And it becomes the same. But for you, if there's not, like, nobody saying anything to you, I wonder, like, where it comes from.
Exactly.
Then.
Maybe it's a deeper issue. Like, we're going back to society.
It is probably, yeah, I guess if it's not, it's probably, like, subliminally communicated to you somehow.
Yeah. What were any, did you have particular examples of, like, things that,
like, anxiety or, like, because there are some mm-hmm. things I could get into. This is a very intimate moment with you.
Yeah, no. We won't be uploading this to the website, so this is, like, a hidden secret
yeah, this
episode.
Is a secret episode.
If
hopefully
you know, you know.
Nobody I know is listening to this right now. But for me, like, with self-image more, I went to therapy for it a bit, because it just gets, like, it kind of is detrimental for my daily functioning sometimes, because I'll just be, like, so focused on what other people, like, how they're perceiving me, that I can't even, like, perform to the best of my abilities sometimes, because I'm just, like, worried about how I look.
Right.
And also I have this, like, inflated sense of how I look in, like, a negative way. Like, it's, like, a little dysmorphic. Yeah, so that's something that I just have no idea what to do about, because
right.
I'm seeing this kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but just everything I see kind of feeds into this complex that I already have.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
regardless of the comments?
Yeah, like regardless of any like positive things said about me, like I always just like go back to that like,
yes,
automatic.
I feel
thinking.
That too.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely, yeah, it feels like concrete, like it's anything that ricochets off it.
Yeah, like in my mind it's just true.
Exactly.
Like it's just true. So like if somebody's like, oh my gosh, like wow, you're so beautiful or something like da, 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 I'm like
no.
Yeah, it's like no. It's like the feeling when you're wearing, like, you know you're wearing, like, an ugly shirt or something. And someone's like, that shirt is so cute. It's like, no, it's not,
exactly.
Though. It's not.
Exactly. And I feel like there's issues that kind of also encourage this concrete thinking, which is, like, fake positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in terms of, like, I'm pretty against the saying that everyone is beautiful in terms of physically
you're against
beautiful.
It? Okay.
And physically beautiful, because I don't think we should be lying. We should not be lying. Because even though beauty is not just physical, I'm just talking about physical looks, but there are going to be some people in the world physically beautiful, even though it's
but
to
beauty
each their
is
own.
Subjective.
It is subjective. But to...
Yeah.
But saying that everyone is, like, equally beautiful, I think there's varying amounts.
Okay.
That is very controversial,
I mean,
to say,
yeah,
but
for you there is, and for me there is as well.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the person. But there is a certain point where it's, like, you know, you can acknowledge someone. It's, like, pretty universal. Like, this person is good-looking or attractive, and this person is not
yeah.
as
But if everyone's attractive, then no one is attractive.
No, yeah, there are differences, for sure,
yeah.
Like, for me, too, when I see
it. I think that idea roots the concrete thinking of, like, of a negative pattern. Like, oh, like, I'm not pretty. And then just, like, if someone pays me a compliment, then I'm like, well, you just paid this other person who's not very attractive the exact same compliment. I'm like, well, so what does that make me? So
oh,
it's just a negative.
So it seems like you have some problems with self-image, yeah. Too.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't. Did not say I didn't, but...
Yeah, like, when you think about it like that, it's like,
yeah.
Maybe I am searching for reasons why I'm not
exactly.
good-looking.
It's just, like, reaching, and I'm trying to be scientific about it, too, which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to find tangible evidence of going against it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
It is hard, because it's, like, it's something that just needs to come from within.
Exactly.
Like, that's the hardest part, because you're basing it on all of these things that have created the structure in your mind, and then now you have to, like, go back in and, like, dismantle
yeah.
that entire thing. And
smash
I don't know
the
how
building,
to do that.
Like...
Yeah, but you still, like, I still know what I look like, you know? Like,
exactly.
That's, like, the main, like, problem I keep returning to. I'm like, okay, like, I don't know how to get over this, because, you know,
yeah.
if you, like... You kind of become desensitized to your own face, too. So you don't really know what you look like in mirrors, photos. Like,
exactly.
You don't know what you look like in real life.
Exactly, and how that compares to others. Because it's
yeah,
like, my
exactly.
face looked like a blob or something.
Yeah, it's like, wow, I look like an alien right now. That's fine. So,
but yeah, that's
it's hard.
For self-image, it's difficult. It's difficult. We're just pouring our hearts
yeah.
out here.
We need someone to talk to, guys. Thank
yeah.
you for... I don't even know if anyone's listening,
yeah,
but thank
but
you if you
thank
are.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I went to therapy, not for this particularly as well, but I had issues with being not good enough. I'm just going to say it straight
mm-hmm.
up because I'm
mm-hmm.
not afraid to say this because I feel like I've done a lot through therapy with this. But yeah, definitely from when I was younger, I had a really big fear of failure, like the grade 4 not doing the track meet.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely didn't, I tried, like, I was always kind of known as the smart kid, but I felt like a failure the entire time.
Yeah, like
so,
an imposter.
Yeah, imposter. And especially, like, entering university where you went from the big fish in the little pond to the little fish in the big pond. And so
yeah.
everyone was told the same thing, like, oh,
exactly.
you're the smart kid. But not everyone can be the smart kid. So it just, that
yeah.
definitely destroyed my self-esteem a little bit when I entered university. But I know that that's a very, very common experience. But I think it's definitely, university is a place where you can learn to build your self-esteem
mm-hmm.
in other ways, like doing, like just failing, I think is the biggest, biggest hurdle that was something that I'm grateful to overcome and
yeah.
is a big part of self-esteem. So would you think you're afraid of failure? Did you just
I'm not quite as afraid of failure as I'm like afraid of being like a bad person. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, failure sucks, but it's normally because of something that I could have prevented, or like if anyone works hard enough, like they can do something. I do believe that, like
right.
if you just put your mind to it and you like dedicate a bunch of time and practice to it, like you can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lazy, so I don't really do that as much. But, like, something that, like, if I'm a bad friend or, like, I don't know, like, a bad daughter, like, I do something that's not good, like, that is where I do feel like I am kind of a bad person.
So that sometimes. Sense of self-esteem.
So, like, that's where it kind of gets me, and that's harder to, like, go against in a way.
For evaluating, like, and appreciating. Yeah, that's a whole part.
Or, like, being a good person to, like, talk to or even something like that. Like, just being supportive enough or something.
Yeah. There's a lot of layers to self-esteem.
Yeah, there is.
It's so difficult.
And everyone, obviously everyone has their own issues with it, too.
Right. But I think there are solutions out there. And this is such, just want to reiterate, this is such a common struggle is mm-hmm. self-esteem, and I think we all go through this at one point in our lives, especially. But I found that things that worked particularly for me were like building hobbies. I found that going, even being at the radio station here, is mm-hmm. had such a tremendous help. Gave so much help to boosting my self-esteem. Just like having a hobby that you like and that you know you can talk about it and things like that.
Yeah, totally. Like, just even having, like, some sort of sense of purpose. Like, you're not focused on, like, so much internal reflection and constant, like, mm-hmm. battle with yourself. You're just out there, you know, trying to improve yourself.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's definitely one that hobbies is just mm-hmm. a crazy big one that I feel like it is repeated, but we should stress on the importance of it.
Yeah.
Being with family is another really big one. I feel mm-hmm. when I'm with my grandparents, I don't really care what I look like.
You just feel like you can be yourself.
Yeah. You just hang out with your parents too, like going for a walk, having dinner together. Like, when does appearance matter in any sense of that, or your academics or how smart you are? Like, you're just being
exactly.
a human.
Exactly.
You're just being a human. And then I think another one is my personal favorite, which is just cutting social media entirely. Just
cut it off. Yeah, I agree. That's helped me too. Because mm-hmm. even just comparing your style or like all these things that you have, you're comparing yourself to, like, first of all, like, super, okay, yeah, we don't have much
Yeah,
time.
We're looking at the clock here.
Super rich people, super, like, super attractive people, they have more access to resources than you, they have filters, like, that's just, we all know, it's not gonna be
But achievable. It's hard to get through your, like, through our squirrel brains that they have filters on,
because
I'm just thinking, oh, well, they still have the face.
Yeah, like, exactly, like, they still had that before the filter, but just cut it out. It's we should talk about this another episode, like how to cut it out.
How to cut it out.
That's hard. It's easy to say, but hard to do.
Yeah. Do you have any other personal favorite solutions?
Honestly, if you guys have really bad self-esteem issues, go to therapy. There's a route to that. There's some trauma there. There's some issues, and that's something that I recommend. I don't know. There's a bunch of other things I could say right now, but we are pretty much running out of
time. Done for time. But thank you so much for joining us. We're so happy you're here. Mm-hmm. Next up will be Revolution Rock at 7 and then Bitcoover at 8. So, yeah, we're kind of running and rush things to cut it fast because we had so much to talk about. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for listening to us.
Thank you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.